Stories to Remember. Stories of people, stories of human dignity and decency, told by some of America's outstanding storytellers. We present Stefan Schnabel in A Story to Remember. Yes, Your Honesty, by George and Helen Papashvili.
And so I propose to Calico a toast. To Calico, the man who did so much for his country.
That's very good.
That is my friend Piotr proposing toast. And now my friend Calico will answer.
I thank you for your words, but whatever I did for my country was not the smallest part of what my country did for me.
Is good, that toast. And not only for Calico, but for me. I look around and think, house, farm, animals, everything is mine. I paid all the mortgage. Now I really own a piece of America. Was not always so. I remember the beginning 20 years ago, 6 months in America, and I was jailbird. Yes, jailbird. Happened like this. Right off boat from old country, I worked in dry cleaning factory. Awful place. All week I did clothes to take away spots. $12 a week only. No feast days, no celebrations, only work except Sunday. So all day Sunday, I go to park. There was country and trees and flowers. This Sunday, I walk with friends, with Sergei, Arkady, Philip, a new fellow I don't know, name of Cyril. We walk along past and see beautiful tree with white blossoms, dogswood. Cyril, new fellow, sees and says,
oh, flowers, flowers, I going to pick. Take bouquet to my lady friend.
Good idea, Cyril. Come, Sergei, we pick flowers.
Three flowers? We will pick, take bouquet to all our lady friends.
Yeah. Why spoil a tree, Sergei? Use your brains better.
What do you mean use brains better, George?
Ah, George is afraid. We will pick flowers.
Cyril is right. Come, we climb tree.
They won't listen. They have to climb tree, break the tree down, tear his arms and legs off like wolves. Who's going to get the biggest bunch? Oh. Makes me sick.
What's the matter? You afraid you fall down, George?
Personally, I would be ashamed to give a lady flowers I got for nothing that I stole. I prefer better to buy, shows more respect, else I don't give.
Hey, George, hold my bouquet for a minute. I have to tie my shoelace. Be right back.
All right, I don't like, but I do it.
Uh-huh. Well, caught you right in the act, huh? Defacing public property. Come on now, what's your name? You.
Oh, he's his policeman.
Me? We do something wrong?
You bet you did. What's your name?
Arkady.
What Spanner. The policeman is doing, Sergei?
He gives us summons.
Summons? Well, what is that summons?
We have to
Where
go to court.
Live?
Oh, we're arrested?
Something like that. If we pay the fine, everything That's be right. okay. But if we ignore, throw
You'll
away the summons,
court tomorrow
they chase us, lock us up.
Now, you, buddy. What's your name?
But, policeman, I was not picking flowers. I'm holding only for the other fellow.
What other fellow? Where is he?
He went to tie a shoelace. He'll be right back. I don't pick. I only hold for him.
Don't argue now. Don't argue, or I'll run you in right now.
Don't worry, George. It's nothing.
Nothing. This is awful, awful thing. I lived my whole life in the old country and was never in trouble. Now I'm 6 months in America, I'm crook.
But you'll see, it is nothing.
Nothing. Oh, my father likes to hear such kind news. Arrested. What will our village say? The first man from Kubienkari ever comes in the USA for what? To go in prison.
Look, you don't even have to go in court. Send the money, plead guilty.
But I am not guilty.
You only say you are, saves time.
Then the policeman's right never to believe anybody. Say first I didn't, the next time change round, say I did.
But if you will not plead guilty, you will have to go to court and have a trial.
Then I'll go.
And lose a day's pay?
So I'll lose.
How about we find policemen and try once more?
It's no use. For myself, I am going to plead guilty. But the best thing we can do for George, let we go back in New York and see a vixer.
Vixer? What means vixer? Vixer is kind of a fox, isn't it?
F. Fixer. It's a man.
Oh.
People pays him for fixing things. He knows how to manage all kinds of permits. He fills out income tax blanks, tears up traffic tickets. Suppose you're refused a license for something. You give the fixer money. He finds some way to get it anyway for you.
Still sound like a fox.
That's vixen. Keep straight the words in your head. You get everybody mixed up. Fixers has big connections, influences.
Okay, so we went to fixer's office and wait.
Well, boys, what can I do for you? In trouble?
My friend George has summons from police.
Trouble with police? That's serious business. No doubt, George, you're a foreigner.
Huh? In the USA, I am, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, $10 is my customary fee, but for you, it's $5. Now, give it to me, and we'll see what we can do.
Well,
go ahead. Give, George.
Here.
Huh? Now, let's see.
Fixer thought, looked through his papers, made a few notes on the pad, thought again. Then he looks at me.
I tell you, George, there's only one solution. You go in court tomorrow and plead guilty. It'll be about a $2 fine, and it's all over. I'll use my connections on the side to fix everything up for you.
Look, Mr. Fixer, I didn't pick flowers, so I'm not going to say I did. Hang me in chains, but nobody can make me say I did do what I didn't do. So that ends that. No more help from Fixer. He's mad. Also, he has my $5. Sergei says we should go see old Mr. Cohen. He was years and years in the USA. Maybe he can think of something. So we go.
Listen, George. Fixer, Schmixer, leave him alone. Take my advice. I've been a citizen for 47 years with full papers. President Hayes signed me in personal. I'm going to court. When they ask you the first question, you say, not guilty, Your Honor.
Not guilty, Your Honor. What means Your Honor?
It means the judge. All judges in USA named Your Honor.
Not guilty, Your Honor. Then?
Just tell your story in a nice way.
With my broken words.
Tell it the best way you could. Probably the judge is going to listen and try to understand you. Of course, it could happen you get a mean judge. One that's too tired to pay attention, that don't like foreigners to bother him. But there are very few of those kind. If you get such a judge, pay your fine. Don't argue.
Yes?
But don't be disgusted with the USA. Just come and tell me.
And you, what are you going to do?
Well, next time, I vote against him, naturally. We don't keep him in office no more if he don't act nice.
So next morning, I went in court alone. Men calls out other names, Arkady, Sergei, Philip. Guilty, guilty, guilty. All send money to pay their fines. Oh, now they call my name. I don't understand a word the judge asks me. My English is running out of my head like sand through a sieve. How they told me to call the judge? Your Honorable? No. Your Highness? No, your... Oh, the judge was asking me something again. I had no answer. I took my courage in my hands and spoke out, not guilty, Your Honesty. Courtroom went wild, laughing and laughing, laughing like hyenas. The judge pounded with a hammer. The judge's face was red like turkeys. What I done, I was sure I was going in Sing Song and be thrown in the deepest down dungeon. But the judge was bawling out the audience. They got quiet. Then the judge leaned over to me.
You may address the court as sir.
Yes, sir.
Did I understand you to plead not guilty?
Yes, sir, not guilty.
This policeman says you and your friends were violating an ordinance, destroying a tree, breaking the limbs.
Yes, sir. Some was picking. I was not.
Have you any proof of this?
No, sir. Friends were with me, but they can't come today. They all pleaded guilty, sent you a fine, cheaper than to lose a day's pay.
And why didn't you do that?
Because if I'm guilty, I say so. But if I'm not guilty, no man gonna make me say I am. Just as much a lie to say you're guilty when you're not as to say innocent if you did wrong.
Yes, that's correct. How long are you in the United States?
6 months.
In court here before?
No, sir.
Ever in trouble at home? Commit assault or kill a man?
Yes, sir.
What? How many?
Oh, hundreds. After the first year, I never counted them anymore.
Where was this?
In the war. I'm sniper. It's my job to shoot all the Germans I see. Sometimes Bulgarians, too, but mostly they don't have much interest to show themselves, poor fellows.
I see. I mean in civil life. when you were not a soldier, not in the army. Ever heard of a strike anybody?
Yes, sir, once.
What?
Knocked out a man's teeth, a few.
Why?
Catched him giving poisoned meat to my dog.
Well, that's understandable. Was that the only time?
Yes, sir.
Sure?
Yes, sir.
Patrolman Moore, step up to the bench, please.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you actually see this man breaking the tree, officer?
No, Your Honor, not exactly. But all the others admitted guilt, and he was with them holding a bunch of flowers.
I see. I believe he's a truthful man, officer, and this time you were probably mistaken. Case dismissed.
I looked up at policeman and then to the judge. And his honesty, big American judge, leaned over to me. And what do you think he said to me, ignorant, not speaking language, 6 months off a boat, greenhorn foreigner?
Young man, I'd like to shake hands with you.
And in front of the whole courtroom, he did.
Give me attention, please. Calico, please. We drank lots of toasts tonight. For everybody as himself, for the children, for the mothers and the fathers, for the friends. Now, I'm gonna propose for something different. Piotr, please stop cracking nuts and listen to me.
With pleasure, George. I only wish I had donkey's ears so I could hear you better. But my glass is empty.
Fill it, please, somebody.
I thank you. Very beautiful wine, this. Looks like melted rubies. I hope you're making beautiful toast to go with it, George.
Before I was interrupted, I said we was going to drink for something different. Well, this little glass is for home. I see a lot of American faces around me. I like to tell them we're pleased to see them at our party, especially since we had honor to be at their wide table, which is United States and America for a long time, and enjoy all the things they put before us. We try to be good guests. I hope we was. That's one home. Lots of other kinds of peoples we are here too. Georgians, Greek, Latvian, Jewish, Italian, Estonian, Irish, is regular United Nations. I drink for all those homes too. And it gives me hope when I see us sitting down so peaceful together. Maybe whole world gonna learn how to do it too. After all, it's only enjoyable way to live. So, let us drink for home. Its floor is the earth. Its roof is the sky.
Stories to Remember is a Lest We Forget presentation of the Institute for Democratic Education. It is offered as a reminder that democratic safeguards for equality of opportunity for all, regardless of creed, color, or national origin, are among our major bulwarks against communism, fascism, or any other form of tyranny. Stefan Schnabel was starred in today's story, Yes, Your Honesty, taken from the book Anything Can Happen by George and Helen Papashvili, published by Harper and Brothers. The script was written by Harold Franklin, directed by Earl McGill. Listen in again next week at the same time for another Story to Remember.